Good morning, audio boo. It is about 2:30 a.m. on Monday, the 1st of September, and I can't believe I'm actually saying that. Really, where did the year go? Anyway, I'm awake, as usual. Haven't really tried sleeping. I feel quite tired. I went downstairs about an hour ago. Excuse me. And I made some toast because I had my dinner earlier, but I didn't really eat most of it. I've just not had an appetite the past few days. I've just been picking at my food. My sister came round with one of my nephews and my niece. My niece is 17, and is she 18? No, they're both 17. She'll be 18 in October. They're both 17 for a couple of months. They were in the same year group at school. So her and Ronan made some biscuits. I actually fancied some biscuits. I never really liked the thought of sweet things much, but we didn't have any, and they decided to make some, so I had all the ingredients. They made some shortbread biscuits, some plain ones, and some chocolate ones, and they were round ones. And they glazed them with honey, which I thought was quite nice, because they weren't too sweet, the actual mixture. I don't know what recipe they followed, but I don't know if they weighed the ingredients. I don't think they did. I think they just do what I do and just measure it out. And it turned out fine. They probably, by a recipe, would have put more sugar in, but that's probably why they glazed them. But they were nice. And I did have some of those. I've come to the conclusion that the reason I don't like sweet things is I hate manufactured bought cakes and stuff now. That's what I've really gone off. Whether there's something in it that just doesn't agree with me, I don't know. They just make things far too sweet. But they were nice. I did enjoy them. That was a special treat. I gave Obi my fish. I ate some potatoes and a bit of vegetable. I had a little bit of fish. Obi's had the rest of it, and the rest of my dinner went in my dog's dinner. Okay, but it was mostly vegetables, so it won't do him any harm. In fact, it was all vegetables. I don't know, I just haven't had the appetite. I don't know. I don't know why. Well, I've got a good idea, actually, but I don't know. It's really... Excuse me, I'm not a huge eater, but I can usually, if I have a meal, you know, like my dinner, I will usually eat it. I will very rarely waste any of it. But that's not been the case. I've been picking at things the last couple of days, just not eating any breakfast. And I just got to thinking, those of you with young kids, make the most of them now, because when they're not well, you can look after them. When they fall over and hurt their knee, you can pick them up, cuddle them, make things better for them. But when they get to, like, teenage or early 20s or whatever, once they're past the baby and small child stage, it becomes increasingly difficult to be able to do anything much to help them. And, you know, sometimes you just have to stand by and see them in an unpleasant situation. There's absolutely nothing you can do except just be there. And that's actually done my head in for nearly a week now. And this realisation. And I think that's probably why I'm not even eating properly. I don't know. It's really difficult. When they're little, it's so easy. You think, oh, I can't wait for them to grow up and life will be much easier. But it's not, in a way. Some things are easier. Yeah, you can have a lay-in. They don't have to worry about them getting into trouble or getting into danger in the house or whatever. But there's other kind of pitfalls they can find themselves in. Oh, I'm really sorry. I don't usually yawn on audio boo. Well, I might do on direct messages, but I don't usually do it on public boos. So yes, that's my thoughts on children. No one tells you what a worry and what a responsibility they are. From the minute they're born, even before they're born. Anyway, that's enough of my rambling. I just thought I'd pass a few idle minutes because I've got no more boos to listen to. I think I actually have got a couple, I've just realised. And I'll have to go way back to find them because they're from the last couple of days. I'm actually feeling quite tired, but that doesn't mean to say I will sleep. Chances are I won't. Last night, I was up all night. I went downstairs about 4:30. I stayed down till 10 to 7. Came up, did dialysis, got into bed. That was about 8 o'clock by the time I got into bed. Tried to sleep, and then I started to get a little bit sleepy, but it wasn't the real thing. And then I started itching, which is something that happens sometimes when you've got kidney disease. It's actually really horrible. It's the most awful itching. You don't come up in a rash or anything. It's not like hives, but the itching is really awful. Once it starts, you'll start all over. It'll start on my back, on my side, or my leg. And it's not one of those things that you imagine. You know, once you start, it's definitely not an imaginary thing. I have got antihistamines, but I won't take them because I don't get it all the time. Going through phases of it. But it usually starts late at night or first thing in the morning, sometimes both. If I'm going to have it, I don't get it in the day. Never get it in the day when I'm just walking around doing stuff. In the morning, usually when I'm trying to fall off to sleep after being awake all night, it will start and I think, here we bloody well go. But it doesn't last that long, maybe 20 minutes, half an hour. And then I went to sleep probably around about 8-ish, and then I kept waking up with that, and then I woke up at 10 to 9. Excuse me. I kind of left for work because he had to be in at 10 on Sunday. And then I went back to sleep and I slept on and off all morning again. That's what happens. I don't like it, but I haven't really got a choice because that's when my body says it needs to sleep. It's not a case of, oh, stay awake through the day and then you'll sleep at night, because that's not how it works. I can guarantee that if I stayed awake all day, I still wouldn't sleep properly the next night. I'd have the same trouble because it's not... I don't know what causes it. It's only been the last just over a year, since I started on dialysis. Not straight away, about 2 weeks after I started on it. And I don't know whether it's something in my system that gets too high, something in my bloodstream that's not being got rid of properly. I suspect that's probably what it is. Because I've never had a problem with sleep. Well, only I think I said on here once when I was 15. I went away at school. That's the only time I've ever had a problem sleeping. Except the odd times here and there. If you've got something on your mind, but that's normal. This isn't that kind of not sleeping at all. It's not like that. It's not a mental state. It's something physical. It's something in me that makes me move. It's almost, I can't explain it any other way. I can lay down and know that it's coming. It's like, it's almost like an itch right inside me. But it's not, because it's not an itch and you can't scratch it. But it's a feeling right inside me that I've got to move. It's absolutely horrible. And I'll have to sit up and then I'll have to lay down and then I'll sit up and then I'll lay down. That's if I bother to try and sleep. And then, first of all, sleep will come, but it won't be proper sleep, and I'll sleep for 5 minutes, I'll wake up, I'll sleep for 10 minutes. Eventually, I'll just go, I'm gone. I don't even know about it. I don't even think, oh, I'm falling asleep. One minute I'm wide awake, the next minute I'm waking up again, because I've just gone completely for several hours. And when I'm lucky, I had last week 3 nights of sleeping at night, which was brilliant. But the thing is, I usually get more than that. I usually get 1 to 2 weeks, and I think I've already back on the road to not sleeping again. Which is really shit. It's horrible. It puts my life upside down, actually. Because what is day is night now. And the morning's gone, the best part of the day is gone. Spent sleeping. But anyway, I'm not complaining. At least I do get some sleep. I just wish it was a bit regularised. And at a time when normal people sleep, I just want to be like a normal person. But anyway, I'm quite tired now. I might try and sleep. I expect I'll fail, but I shouldn't go in with that attitude. But it's not about attitude. It's, as I said, it's an actual physical thing. Bloody dog toy on my bed. We had to clear up of the room today. Not that it was really untidy. It doesn't really get that untidy. It's just a few bits of clothes here and there. And we cleared out under the bed. There were some of my Braille magazines. And we found a dog toy. But my big dog doesn't come upstairs very rarely. So how long that's been under there. And he used to come upstairs. But he stopped. Because... I brought my exercise bike up earlier this year, and that's where he used to have a rug down on the floor there, but there's not room now, so he doesn't really like staying up here because there's nowhere for him to lay down where he's not in the way. If he lays down next to my bed, every time I get out of bed he'll jump up because he thinks he's going to get trodden on, which he probably would. He's free to come up here. I don't stop him. But before I had him, when I first had him for years, he wouldn't come upstairs. Only to when we moved in here. I'd had him two years when I moved in here, and that was the first time he ever came upstairs in any of our houses. Because he just thought he wasn't allowed to, which I never stopped him. But he doesn't really like coming upstairs. He hasn't got a problem with the stairs, it's because he just thinks he's not really supposed to do it. So, I don't know how long that... It's like a tyre, like a rubber tyre. He did have a rope attached to it. I think it came from Wilkinson's, but me and him pulled the rope off a long time ago. Because he plays really rough, as I'm sure you've heard on some of my other boos. Because he's quite a big dog. He's tall, very tall. Got very long legs. Anyway, I'm going to wind this up because all I'm doing is yawning and it's really not very nice. So happy month of September to you all. I don't know what day the kids go back to school because it doesn't affect me anymore. But I'm sure you're here. I'll do an audio boo when I hear those noisy little blighters out the back. Because if any of you don't know, my back garden backs onto a playground. Which is all very well, but it can be very noisy sometimes. Thank goodness for double glazing. But in the summer when you want the doors open, you just have to put up with the noise. And in the summer is when they're the most noisy because they're out running around. Not just in the morning playtime and before the bell goes in the morning and lunchtime and all that, because they have more of their PE lessons outside and stuff. Anyway, I will bid you good morning or good night or good afternoon or whatever it is, wherever you are. And I'll be back again at some point. Probably sooner rather than later.